Hold, then. Go home. Be merry. Give consent to marry Paris. Wednesday is tomorrow. Tomorrow night, look that thou lie alone. Let not the nurse lie with thee in thy chamber. Take thou this vial, being then in bed, and this distilling liquor drink thou off. When presently through all thy veins shall run a cold and drowsy humor, for no pulse shall keep his native progress, but surcease. No warmth, no breath shall testify thou livest. The roses in thy lips and cheeks shall fade to wanny ashes. Thy eyes' windows fall like death when he shuts up the day of life. Each part, deprived of supple government, shall stiff and stark and cold appear like death. And in this borrowed likeness of shrunk death, thou shalt continue 2 and 40 hours, and then awake as from a pleasant sleep. Now, when the bridegroom in the morning comes to rouse thee from thy bed, there art thou dead. Then, as the manner of our country is, in thy best robes uncovered on the bier, thou shalt be borne to that same ancient vault where all the kindred of the Capulets lie. In the meantime, against thou shalt awake, shall Romeo by my letters know our drift, and hither shall he come. And he and I will watch thy waking, and that very night shall Romeo bear thee hence to Mantua, and this shall free thee from this present shame. If no inconstant toy nor womanish fear abate thy valor in the acting it.
Give me, oh, tell not me a fear.
Hold, get you gone. Be strong and prosperous in this resolve. I'll send a friar with speed to Mantua, with my letters to thy lord.
Love, give me strength, and strength shall help afford. Farewell, dear father.
Exit with friar. Scene 2, hall in Capulet's house. Enter Father Capulet, mother, nurse, and serving-men 2 or 3.
So many guests invite as here are writ. Sirrah, go hire me 20 cunning cooks.
Exit a serving-man.
You shall have none ill, sir, for I'll try if they can lick their fingers.
How canst thou try them so?
Marry, sir, 'tis an ill cook that cannot lick his own fingers. Therefore he that cannot lick his fingers goes not with me.
Exit serving-man.
Go, be gone. We shall be much unfurnished for this time. What, is my daughter gone to Friar Lawrence?
Aye, forsooth.
Well, he may chance to do some good on her. A peevish, self-willed harlotry it is.
Enter Juliet.
See where she comes from shrift with merry look.
How now, my headstrong? Where have you been gadding?
Where I have learnt me to repent the sin of disobedient opposition to you and your behests, and am enjoined by Holy Lawrence to fall prostrate here to beg your pardon. Pardon, I beseech you. Henceforward I am ever ruled by you.
Send for the county. Go tell him of this. I'll have this knot knit up tomorrow morning.
I met the youthful lord at Lawrence's cell, and gave him what becomed love I might, not stepping o'er the bounds of modesty.
Why, I'm glad on't. This is well. Stand up. This is as should be. Let me see the county. Aye, marry go, I say, and fetch him hither. Now, afore God, this reverend holy friar, all our whole city is much bound to him.
Nurse, will you go with me into my closet to help me sort such needful ornaments as you think fit to furnish me tomorrow?
No, not till Thursday. There is time enough.
Go, nurse, go with her. We'll to church tomorrow.
Exit Juliet and nurse.
We shall be short in our provision. 'Tis now near night.
Tush, I will stir about, and all things shall be well. I warrant thee, wife. Go thou to Juliet, help to deck up her. I'll not to bed tonight. Let me alone. I'll play the housewife for this once. What ho! They're all forth. Well, I will walk myself to County Paris to prepare up him against tomorrow. My heart is wondrous light, since this same wayward girl is so reclaimed.
Exit with Mother.